Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with CNN Student News. I am Carl Azus here in the CNN newsroom in Atlanta, Georgia. First up, we're heading to Washington, D.C. The U.S. Capitol is, of course, home to the U.S. President. Yesterday, he opened that home to two other world leaders. It was the North American Leaders Summit, when the heads of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico talk about issues facing the continent. The last time the three got together was back in 2009. This time, President Obama hosted the meeting at the White House. He was joined by Mexican President Felipe Calderon, whom you see on the left, and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper on the right. They talked about major issues like trade, energy, and security. The three leaders are all at different political stages right now. President Calderon is stepping down later this year because of term limits. Prime Minister Harper was re-elected last May, and President Obama is running for re-election later this year. The Republican candidates who are hoping to run against President Obama in the general election are facing off in three primaries today. Maryland and Washington, D.C. are holding contests, but a lot of the focus today is on Wisconsin. The primary in that state is winner-take-all. What that means is whichever candidate gets the most votes will win all of Wisconsin's 42 delegates. Winning enough delegates is how a candidate becomes the party's nominee, and after today, there won't be another chance to win delegates for a while. That's because the next round of primaries isn't for another 3 weeks. Some sailors are recovering after their ship was hammered by rough weather over the weekend. They were part of an 11-month around-the-world yacht race. And on Saturday, the ship and the crew were on their way from China to San Francisco. That's when the weather hit. The U.S. Coast Guard was called out to help the ship. Four sailors on board were injured. Two of them had to be medically evacuated. The other two stayed on board the yacht, which was making its way home to California. The ship's skipper said they were getting hit by winds between 45 and 70 miles per hour. Then a wave crashed over the ship. It snapped off the helm, which left the yacht with no ability to steer.
Today's shout out goes out to Mr. Doherty's current events class at Armand Larvey Middle School in Hermiston, Oregon. James Naismith is credited with inventing what sport? You know what to do? Is it baseball, tennis, basketball, or all of the above? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Naismith invented basketball when he was a PE instructor at a local YMCA. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
James Naismith eventually became the first basketball coach at the University of Kansas. The Jayhawks played Kentucky last night in the men's college championship game. Winning a title is a season-long struggle, but it is absolutely nothing compared to the challenges that one Kansas player has had to deal with. Rob Marciano has his story.
College basketball can be gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, and exhilarating. The life of a college basketball player can be all of those things and one other, exhausting.
We could have, you know, early morning workouts and then, you know, classes down, straight to practice after that. Practice normally could go from 2 to 4, depending on how the coach feels. And then tutoring at night, and then you're back in your room. Then you back up the next morning doing the same thing again.
It's a full day every day, one that can sometimes be eased by a comforting call home.
When things get tough for me, my mom is one of the first people I call, and I'm sure that is the same for a lot of people.
Just over a year ago, Kansas forward Thomas Robinson received a late-night call from home that changed everything for him. He was told his mother, Lisa, had just died of a heart attack at age 37. This only weeks after the deaths of Robinson's grandparents, who helped his single mother raise him. He and his 7-year-old half-sister, Jayla, were left alone.
When I said, Thomas, is there anybody back home you want me to contact? And he said, Coach, they're all gone. And that just broke my heart.
My teammates, you know, immediately became my brothers and, you know, the strongest supporting cast I had.
Robinson's teammates followed him home to Washington, D.C. for the funeral, and the school started an education fund for his sister. But even as the fans who filled the seats at legendary Fog Allen Fieldhouse donated to a cause more worthy than another national championship, Robinson realized his daily responsibilities had grown immensely.
I have something bigger to take care of. You know, I have a little sister at home.
Some people would kind of, you know, go the opposite way and feel like they shouldn't, they don't have anything to work for now. And he kind of had a different approach on it, like, you know, I got to go even harder now.
There was a whole different level of want, of try in him that I hadn't even seen before.
The 6'10" junior wears that responsibility to Jayla like the chain around his neck honoring his mother. His performance has shined like those medallions, taking him from the Jayhawks' sixth man last year to perhaps the nation's best player this season, all with the hope it will lead him to millions in the NBA and his sister to a future without worry.
For me to feel comfortable, the best way to do that would, you know, be able to reach my lifetime dream, man. You know, doing that would be able to take care of her.
Gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, and exhilarating. Thomas Robinson's life has been all of those things and one other. Inspiring. Rob Marciano, CNN, Atlanta.
Time for a shout-out extra credit. Which of these words refers to a point of no return? Here we go. Is it Rubicon, filament, commissar, or none of the above? Another 3 seconds on that clock. Go. When you cross the Rubicon, you're fully committing yourself to a certain action. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out extra credit.
And that's why Jake Wood and his colleagues named their organization Team Rubicon. They wanted to tell people that they were fully committed to their goal of relief work in disaster situations. While the group helps the victims of those disasters, it's also helping the volunteers who are part of Team Rubicon. That's why Jake Wood is one of this year's CNN heroes.
In the military, everyone's taught how to lead, they're taught how to follow, how to solve problems. We really pride ourselves on being ready and willing to go anywhere. I served in the Marine Corps, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. When I first saw the earthquake that hit Haiti, a lot of the images felt like I had seen them before, driving through the streets of Fallujah or Afghanistan. I realized I could actually help out. So I went on Facebook, I said, I'm going to Haiti. Who's in? 72 hours after that, we were on our way to Port-au-Prince.
So let's get our gauzes, let's get our Chlorhex.
We got to work setting up a triage clinic.
I'm going to go through and I'm going to number the beds.
We realized veterans are really useful in these types of situations. I'm Jake Wood, and I want to help veterans transition to civilian life and help others in need. Team Rubicon really started as a disaster relief organization, and then we realized that we can help the veteran community as well. We bring these veterans together to be a part of a team once again. They are almost recharged.
When you get out, you kind of have that feeling of what are you really doing that's important in the world. Team Rubicon has just provided a great opportunity to just help people in need.
You need to pull your foot back as far as you can.
Most of the work that we do internationally is emergency medical triage clinics. We've gone to Chile, Sudan, Pakistan. Here at home, we've been in Tuscaloosa, Joplin, doing debris clearing operations, search and rescue. We have about 1,400 volunteers, and about 80% of them are military veterans. Helping other people is part of the healing process.
I can't thank you all enough.
There's really no limit to what veterans can do. We have the ability to help, and we want to serve. I think it's a win-win situation.
CNN heroes, ordinary folks like Jake Wood who find ways to make a positive difference. If you know someone you think is working to make the world better, nominate him or her as a CNN hero. Go to the Spotlight section on our homepage and click on the CNN Heroes link. Nominations are open through the end of August. What do skateboarding legends Tony Hawk, Shaun White, and Bob Burnquist have in common? Well, they've never done what this 12-year-old is about to do. John Char just landed the world's first 1080. You can watch it again right here in slow-mo. 3 full rotations in the air. Tom pulled off the rad stunt on his 5th try. Then he went back and did it again the next day. Skateboarding's reigning royalty, better watch out. Tom's only 12 years old, and he's already pulled off 3 revolutions. That's all we have for now, but we'll keep on trucking and ramp up more headlines for you tomorrow. You skaters in the audience are like, okay, we get it. The rest of you are just like, just stop. So we will. See you tomorrow.